That was the beautiful voice of Shania Twain, a Canadian musician with That Don't Impress Me Much, who made it actually in the international top 40. Music, however, was not the only one or the only thing that radio was dedicated to. Sports is actually a huge part of radio. Boxing and baseball were among the first sports to be broadcast in the United States. One particularly important event was the Dempsey-Carpentier fight in July 1921. Carpentier was the French champion and Dempsey was the American champion. It was a technological challenge to be able to organize this program. In addition to a regular AM program, ham enthusiasts, so basically everybody who had a radio set, they were invited to retransmit the description, and sorry, in movie theaters with their own receiving sets to improve the audience numbers. It was in February 1923 that the first hockey game was to be broadcast in Canada. It was in Toronto, and of course, very few people only could listen to it at the time because there were less than 10,000 receiving sets in all of Canada. Games of Montreal-based hockey teams were broadcast starting in 1933. In Canada, the radio broadcasting of hockey games and later TV broadcasting had always been very popular. Let's listen to the final moment of the last playoff game held in Montreal in 1954. Opposing Canadiens is the Boston Bruins, and Montreal actually at that time won the Stanley Cup that year.
La période supplémentaire qui commence, Canadien 0, Boston 0. Un lancé vers Jeremy McNeil est dirigé par Bill Schmidt qui joue à l'avant avec Joe Cloquet, Dumas à la défense de Boston, Godfrey Quackenbush à l'avant pour Canadien, Lac Richard Mazur à la défense, Bouchard Johnson, Elmer Lac avec le disque près de sa ligne bleue, sort de sa zone, passe à Richard, le disque est poussé parmi les spectateurs par Bill Schmidt. La nouvelle mise au jeu hors du territoire du Canadien. Schmidt, Dumas, Cloquet à l'avant pour Boston, à la défense, Godfrey Quackenbush pour Canadien, Lac, Richard Mazur à l'avant, Bouchard et Johnson à la défense, la mise au jeu entre Schmidt et Elmer Lac. Lac pousse la rondelle vers la ligne de Boston, prise pour Quackenbush, tente de remettre Schmidt, bloqué à la ligne de Canadien, reprend la rondelle, lance, mes chers spectateurs. Nouvelle mise au jeu près de la ligne bleue du tricolore. Schmidt et Lac se faisant face une fois de plus. Schmidt enlève un peu de ruban gommé de la palette de son bâton, remet maintenant son gant, la mise au jeu va se faire, la voici, la rondelle est prise par Godfrey, joueur de défense, Boston lance dans le territoire canadien, Johnson prend la rondelle, s'en va derrière les buts de Jerry McNeil, évite Milt Schmidt, évite maintenant Dumas, passe à Richard, Richard à sa ligne bleue, couvert par Schmidt, passe à l'arrière, Lac, Lac au centre, lance.
So we just listened to that bit of the Stanley Cup final. Returning to music, though, and going back to the Canadian expression of music and radio, another thing that happened when content started to be developed was that French songs would actually be so popular that then they would be translated onto English. And we have an example here. The song was made popular in English by Tony Bennett, but we're about to listen to Sacha Distel, La Belle Vie.
Sans amour, sans soucis, sans problème. Oui, la belle vie. On est seul, on est libre et on traîne. On s'amuse à passer sans peur du lendemain. Des nuits blanches qui se penchent sur les petits matins. matin. Mais la belle vie, sans amour, sans souci, sans problème. Oui, la belle vie, on s'en lasse, on est triste et on traîne. Alors pense que je t'aime, et quand tu auras compris, réveille-toi, je serai là.
And you're listening to CKUT on 90.3 FM.
Whose data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Kumbit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at kumbit.org or email at info@kumbit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Great. So, we've talked about music, we've talked about sports, we started with World of Worlds, and so this is a good time to talk about theater and radio dramas, which were also a big part of programs in radio. So, in Quebec, there were many broadcastings of theater plays. But plays that were originally written for the stage by authors like Molière, Racine, and so on. But as radio evolved, more plays were written specifically to be played on the radio by Quebec authors. Such programs, such as Heures Provinciales, Heures Universitaires, which were made around the 30s, and later Radio College in the 40s and 50s, promoted Quebec authors and were to be played by Quebec comedians.
And later there were many soap operas, and there comes Liesl into the picture, because soap operas are called soap operas by their main sponsors, which were often soap producing companies. These were ongoing series on various topics during the Second World War, specifically during that time, of course, the federal government asked radio stations to promote war efforts through the radio dramas. So there were dramas specifically on enticing you to spend money on war bonds, for instance. In 1942, there were 22 radio dramas per week on CKAC, most of them being oriented towards those war efforts.
And beyond war efforts or sponsorships, the content that the authors would write for these kinds of programs would also be used to promote modern ideas, such as voting rights, and other ideas like the difference between rural and urban way of life as people were moving into the city.
And we will listen to a short clip right now, which is promoted by the toothpaste company Pepsodent. And it will feature a female, a male and a feature character in Un homme et son pêche. In this short clip, they are visiting a family in Montreal, and it's playing in the 1940s, and this is done in French.
La pâte dentifrice Pepsodent présente
Un homme et son péché. Une autre des belles histoires des pays d'en haut.
«
Séraphin ne manque pas de ruse, ni non plus d'imagination. Cette histoire de sa tante Adélaïde morte empoisonnée est parfaitement vraie. Il est vrai aussi qu'elle possédait la terre dont Timous veut se débarrasser maintenant qu'il s'en va demeurer au village. L'avare a raconté cette histoire espérant que Peuplier la répéterait partout dans le canton, ce qui n'a pas manqué.
Grand-ciel, c'est bien pour ça que Timous veut vendre sa terre. C'est par rapport qu'il y a des revenants, ou bien qu'il va en venir. Qui c'est qui aura pensé ça?
De la sorte, personne ne voudra acheter la terre de Timous, et Séraphin garde la chance de l'acquérir à bon marché. Il est impayable, ce Séraphin. Et de ce temps-ci, il est heureux de revivre sa vie de célibataire, puisque Donalda est toujours à Montréal. Quand doit-elle revenir? N'est-ce pas hier après-midi, sur la rue Sainte-Catherine à Montréal, qu'elle se promenait avec Julia lorsque...
Je me demande si tout ce monde-là... De quoi c'est que tu dis, Donaldo?
Je me demande si tout ce monde-là est heureux.
Ben, tu sais bien, pauvre vieille, qu'il y a des malheureux ici, comme partout ailleurs.